On the show today, we have Happy Money's Joe Heck and Green State Credit Union's very own Jim Kelly talking about Happy Money partnering with Green State using their payoff loan product. Check it out.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Happy Money's very own Joe Heck. Joe, how you doing, sir?
Good, good, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And kind of our omniscient guest, the video wasn't working so well, but the audio was working perfectly. We have Jim Kelly from Green State Credit Union. Jim, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Mike. Thanks for inviting us.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So yeah, Jim will be doing, he will be being the audio version this time around, but it's all right. We can hear you just fine, Joe. I mean, Jim, so thank you very much. Hey, we want to talk about Happy Money partnering with Green State Credit Union using Happy Money's payoff loan product. So I'm pretty excited about this news, as I'm sure you are, Joe. And so before we get started here, Joe, can you give us how Happy Money will help Green State Credit Union, and give us a quick summary of Happy Money as well for those out there who are, this is new to them.
Sure. Yeah. So Happy Money's a behavioral science and tech platform. And really what we try to do is try to find people that want to move along the spectrum of borrower to saver. So we partner with credit unions to try to accelerate that journey from borrower to saver. In particular, we're looking for folks that are trying to get out of credit card debt. So if you think about the best investment a young person can make, it's to pay off that high interest credit card debt. We facilitate that with a payoff loan with our credit union partners. So we're really excited to have Green State in the mix. Really great ethos alignment to try to, help that financial well-being of, America in this really interesting 2020.
Oh, yeah. Interesting is the optimum word for sure. So how will you guys be working with Green State? Obviously, they're going to be using your payoff loan product. So how will that work with the credit union? And then, Jim, I'll get to you on your take on that.
Yeah. So really, I think one of the exciting things about the partnership is we really leverage the kind of the Happy Money brand to attract new members to Green State Credit Union. And we leverage our secret sauce around our Happy Score. And what Happy Score is it's a really behavioral science and machine learning approach to trying to find behavioral signals within the data and really try to find people that want to be out of debt. Yeah. So there's key indicators in the data. We bring that into the score, and then we help facilitate that Green State loan to accelerate that journey to eliminating that credit card debt. Yeah. And really what comes out of that is a really nice, high-performing asset. Even within a COVID environment, we're still seeing really, really strong yields that really can help power and fund the innovation that Green State's focused on.
Indeed. And Jim, I want to step back here for a second. What prompted you guys to look for a solution like Happy Money? Were you guys experiencing any issues or anything like that prompted this search?
No, I wouldn't say we've been experiencing any issues. Our loan growth has been strong. Deposit growth has been strong. Historically, we're a fast-growing financial institution. But as a credit union, we love to extend credit. We love to push the loans out there. If we get a dollar in the morning, we want to lend it out in the afternoon. And after having some conversation with Happy Money, it just seemed like a really good fit for us.
Right on. And why Happy Money? Just to go a little bit deeper here.
Well, you know, Happy Money just came to us with a very different approach. And a lot of what Joe just told you there is really working with members or working with customers to bring them out of sometimes very difficult situations. I myself graduated from college with a few thousand dollars and 21% credit card debt. And it's a depressing place to be. You make that minimum payment and you feel like you're throwing a rock at the sun. It's a depressing place. And Happy Money, really, their philosophy of going deep into the psychology of this, finding the right people that, as Joe said, that are really trying to help themselves out of the hole. It really made a difference for us. It was a very different approach, and it just was, a natural fit.
Yeah, no doubt. And that interest rate, Jim, man, that made my heart skip a couple of beats because I remember those days as well. It's like, what were we thinking? Oh, my gosh. So, and having said that, how do you see Happy Money benefiting your credit and then ultimately your members, too, with the payoff loan product?
Well, sure. It's obviously we like to grow loans. That's good. It's an income generator for us. That's great as well. But if we can, you know, turn borrowers eventually into savers, it's just a win-win situation. So helping people through that whole cycle of getting out of debt and starting to build up a nest egg is something we've been trying to do here for years and years. And this just this aligned perfectly with that.
Yeah, I mean, how's the timing with all this too, with COVID and the restart process? I think this is just gives your credit that much more value, especially when you guys are starting to restart and all this, all the what's going on right now. Is that what you're finding?
The timing is absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
I know there's not too many positives that come out of COVID, but our growth over the last few months has been phenomenal, just because people are actually. And maybe because they have plenty of time on their hands when they're home, but they're really starting to look at their debt structure and trying to figure out their way out of it. And people are looking for their financial institutions to help them along the way, not just churn out loans. So, I think the timing on this couldn't be better.
Yeah. And Joe, sticking with the kind of the COVID-19 theme here. So what have you guys seen during the pandemic and obviously highlighting the need for digital transformation and growth debt elimination? So what have you guys seen in this area?
Yeah. So I think this has always been our operating hypothesis as a company is like, you know, slow and steady is going to win the race. So we really prepared kind of our risk and resiliency focus as a company for an economic downturn. You know, that's not typically how a fintech likes to think. They like to just grow and figure out the rest later. Ours was that mindset of when we hit an economic recession, just like in 2008-09, the consumer, as Jim just mentioned, really focuses on deleveraging and giving them the best tool to be able to accelerate that is really been a focus. But we knew if our loans weren't resilient in that environment, then our capital would dry up and frankly, there'd be nobody would be willing to give those loans. So to answer your question more directly, you know, we're seeing really strong performance in the portfolio. You know, we did a very similar program across our credit unions with deferments and forbearance and frankly, you know, the members that have come out of that have been, it's an industry leading percentage. Over 85% have reaffirmed their payment streams. So really strong results there. But I think really this boils down to, I think the broader value prop of the credit union industry and our alignment with that is that, you know, this industry tends to step up when the members are in hardship and we really, that's why we like to partner with credit unions because that's our MO as well. And so I'm just riding this out. And then frankly, where we're at today is, you know, we're kind of in that swoosh of a recovery. It's going to be slow and steady. It's not going to be fast as anybody wants it to be, but we're in a position where we're actually record month, month over month for four straight months of volume growth. And it really comes back to just aligning around that behavioral need for the consumer, not just trying to push loans out the door, as Jim mentioned.
And Jim, what are some of the goals that you guys have for your credit union working with Happy Money?
Well, you know, we just started out recently. I think we've got about 5 million on the books so far. Joe, you can correct me on that if I'm wrong, but we hope to get up to, you know, collecting 10 million a month and then kind of grow from there. So from a pure growth perspective, it would be that. Those numbers is kind of what we're looking for over the next couple of years. Long term, it's just to kind of convert these people that come to us through this partnership into savers as well. Our credit union, whether our boss likes it or not, does have some of the highest cost of funds, meaning we pay generous amounts on our deposit rates. So if you can take people out of that debt hole and put them into deposit products that help them feel better about their future, then that would be a long-term goal for us as well.
No doubt. Especially as we restart the economy and get going again. I think, those long-term goals are going to be very, very important. Anything else to add to wrap up here? Joe, I'll let you go first on this one.
Yeah, no, I really just appreciate the partnership with Green State and our other credit unions. You know, it's an exciting time to really step up and help the average member. And I even, as I look at the broader spectrum, you know, I think credit unions in general are going to need to find high yielding, potentially short duration assets to really complement the influx of deposits that seem to be flooding in right now. And you know, this is the time to really step into that problem and build that relationship with your members. So appreciate the time, Mike.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, anytime. And Jim, any final words here to wrap up here?
You bet, Mike. I think any financial partnership that you have is built on trust. And so if we can bring members in through this Happy Money relationship and show them the way out of debt, I think we'll do a good job building that foundation of trust and make some wonderful members out of this. So excited about this opportunity to work with Joe and Happy Money.
Yeah, I'm just imagining kind of the word of mouth that would go through the community. I mean, just, wow, can't wait. I would love to revisit this in about 6 months or so to see see how things are going. That'd be kind of cool to see.
Yeah, be
well,
great.
I promise at that point I will have video that I can share. I promise.
I'll do that, Jim. All right, guys. Well, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time. Well done on this. And yeah, just this is what credit unions are all about. It's just really, like you said, Joe, it's just really stepping up in challenging times. And Green State, you guys are right there in the middle of it, doing fantastic work. So yeah, again, look forward to revisiting maybe 6-7 months down the road and with video, with like you said, Jim.
Absolutely. Take
care,
Mike.
Guys, thanks again. Appreciate it. Well done.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye.